you didn't want me to sing that. In Genesis, during creation, at the end of each day, God surveyed his handiwork and he said, "It is good." He looked at the waters, he looked at the animals, he looked at the birds, and he said, "It's good." But at the end of the sixth day, after God created man, he looked at the situation and he said, "This is not good." And so he created community, a social group. I'm going to define it as community, a social group of any size. So why community? Why social groups? First of all, to connect. The sense of togetherness lies in the soul of every human being. As human beings, we are social people. We're social. I mean, just look at the gathering here. Think about it. Some of us have driven for miles. Some, I looked it up. Some of you, 1,900 miles to be here. You know why? You wanted to connect. That's what the gathering is about. It is a connecting. We like to share our feelings, be it happiness or sorrow. Sociologists at Duke and the University of Arizona interviewed 1,500 people face to face, and more than a quarter. If you have a sticky note, would you please stand? I want you to just look around. More than a quarter said that they have no one with whom they can talk about their personal troubles or their triumphs. One out of four. Thank you. You may be seated. The study reports that unprecedented numbers of Americans are lonely. So why community? To connect. A togetherness. Pain, grief, and tears. They're expressed more frequently in a aloneness. But laughter, ha, having fun, is most often expressed in the company of others. Community. The Bible is full of one another scriptures. We support, we pray, we encourage, we rejoice, we weep with one another. So, why community? To connect. And also, community fulfills our need to belong. In 1943, Maslow proposed that this human need to belong was one of the five basic needs required for self-actualization. After the fact, our basic needs, which is food, water, sleep, and safety, he said the next rank up was the need for belonging in his hierarchy of needs. When we have the sense of belonging, we feel life has more meaning. And one of our missions in life is to find meaning, a life that is fulfilled. The concept of community is the key to finding spiritual fulfillment and the realization of a fulfilled life. Community narrows, or it helps us to hone in on our focus in life. Community reminds me of an inverted pyramid, where at the top, the very basic, the broadest, the general, really surface, the first thing we do is we connect. That's just, how are you? We're connecting. Oh, my name is. And so we connect. But then, if in community, when we go deeper in school, we call it rigor, going deeper in the subject. The next thing is for us to belong. And when we belong, guess what happens? We have identity. We're finding roots. We're beginning to feel accepted. So we went from just connecting, and now we feel like we belong. We have our place, which then it narrows, and each of us then begins to find our meaning and our purpose, which is fulfilling our God-given gifts and our talents. I'm a school teacher. I've retired 25 years, and I thought about it, you know, without community, I could not have taught language arts for 25 years. You know, pastors, without community, you can't shepherd people. We have to have community. About a month ago, Tom and I bought this really, it's a red-looking tree. And I wanted to plant it in the front yard. And it was so large till we had to have the guy come deliver it and plant it. And it's rained so much until last week. Oh, it was yesterday. Tom and I were sitting on the sofa, and he looked out, and he said, "Trina, is that tree dying?" So he went out in his pajamas, and it was in the morning. He went out in pajamas, and he said, "Ah, it is. There's some green on the bottom, but the top of the tree is dead." So he called the guy. He said, "Hey, the tree's dying." He said, "Well, I'll come out. I'll strip the dead off of the top, and we'll fertilize it." And I thought about that tree. You know what? The tree was connected because we put it in the ground. But here's the thing. It hasn't belonged. It hasn't fulfilled its sense of belonging. Those roots have not come into the ground that's around. So what happens? That tree has not fulfilled its purpose of being beautiful, the red tree that I want it to be in my front yard and to provide some shade. So that, since it has not fulfilled what it needs to do yet, you know, here's the thing. It boils down to this. Community helps us survive our ups and our downs, our pluses and our minuses, our positives and our negatives. We bond with one another. Relationships form. We develop the concept of "I've got your back" mentality. We're here for you. You know what? We connect. We belong. And then we fulfill the meaning and purpose in life. In community, I feel that we can identify with this song from Sonny and Cher, and I want to close with it. Thank you. Why community? I got you, baby.